Innosec was founded a couple of years ago by three recent University at Buffalo graduates. The company specializes in additive manufacturing and project management. Co-founder John Kappel says Innosec does a lot of 3D printing in small batches for a variety of local manufacturers.
People come to us to either get custom products, custom pieces made. Pretty much, if you can think it, you know, we can make it on a smaller scale before you go to mass production.
Kappel says when COVID-19 hit, the company decided to put its technology to use making parts for face shields, including the frame.
The part that goes across the forehead would get 3D printed, as well as some models had 3D printed clips on it. And various 3D printed little pieces.
An outside contractor supplies the clear plastic, and he says the face shields are assembled in-house. With PPE in high demand, Innosec was able to increase production 40%, thanks to a small grant from New York State's Manufacturing Extension Partnership Program known as Fuse Hub. Its solutions director, Everton Enriquez, says the organization could only provide $10,000, but Enriquez says the award was a good investment.
Typical printers and materials and stuff to change their production from, you know, say roughly 1,100 to 1,500 printed face shield frames. That seemed very, very significant to us, and so we went for it.
To help meet demand, Kappel says the company doubled its staff by hiring 5 workers. He says a medical supply company bought the first large batch.
And we made excess, and we've since donated roughly 500 face shields to local first responders.
Chris Kaya, WBFO News.